that it was very stupid to do this, and then they only have one EP that's got 6 songs on it, and so it's like a really rare CD. And Fantastic Elastic only performed once, and it was a battle of the bands in 1986. Hi!
We have a clap.
Hello, everybody. It's been a hot second.
We have the clap.
No, we have.
Welcome to Sit Suck. I'm Kendrick.
Episode. Hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kim.
In a cabin in the back.
I miss Amy in the back.
There's an Amy in the bedroom upstairs.
I feel like when you're saying Amy in the back and then Amy in the bedroom, it feels more salacious than it really should be.
There's an Amy in the back of the bedroom doing things. All right, so we're going to play a little game today that we collectively and much approvingly call the band name game. Here, if you like it.
Band name game.
It's been a hot second, actually.
Band name game.
It's about half an hour.
Been a little bit.
Nobody calls it that.
Okay, I call it that. So, but yeah, so if you're not familiar with this game, what we do is we have a gigantic list that we've come up with over time of band names that have been said out loud that people are like, hey, that sounds like a band name. It gets shipped off to the boarding school that is the list, and then we sometimes remember that we have them and buy them gifts.
Powerhouse plays the background as it goes.
We're going to get copyright.
That's too late. I already put that way up in there. Oh, no.
All right, so. But then what we do is once we remember that we have these names that we've shipped off to boarding school, we come up with the idea behind the music. What kind of music it is, what's the story. We just make up shit, just like our normal podcast.
Right off the
bat. Yeah, we make shit up, but it's musical.
Yeah.
This time.
So the first band that we're going to cover today is called Tartan Cummerbund.
Yeah, if you could do me a favor and do me last, that would be great.
Okay.
No, I work thing just blew up. Sorry.
Oh.
No.
Keep going. It's fine. Everything's fine. Just remind me what the band name is in 2 minutes.
Okay, so Kendrick's not playing. Tartan Cummerbund makes me think of a, like, oh no, that's not a cummerbund. I was thinking of the thing that that you get a girl on prom night. Is that a cummerbund?
No, that's a croissant.
Okay, so cummerbund is the little thing that buttons your sleeve, right? It's the little thing that you put.
No, cummerbund goes across your waist, bro.
Okay, so what my version is it's a bunch of Scottish people who don't understand fashion, and then they sing about like things that are having to do with fashion as if they were like fashionistas, but they don't understand it at all because you know all they wear in Scotland is just kilts. So like. This is guys up on stage with just kilts singing about like high fashion in various eras throughout time.
Hmm.
I dig it.
I got one.
Go for it.
It's a bunch of guys that
Do you have one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's a bunch of guys dressed up as Doctor Strange. And they're just literally playing out that whole meme where Tartan Cummerbund is the actor for that character.
Oh, Benedict Cucumber Snatch.
Yeah. Tartan Cummerbund, you know him.
Benedict Arnold Snitch.
That one's really bad, and I for a second I wasn't sure that Kevin didn't actually know his name wasn't Tartan Cummerbund.
Sorry. No.
That's fine.
I mean, think I kind of went off the rails there.
I like it, but it just was making sense.
Okay.
It's Joe's turn, not you.
Continue.
Sorry.
Joe, don't
so,
be dead air.
There is a... fuck. All I can think of is that fucking Homestar Runner bit with the background singer they get for prom night, and that's one of the songs he sings is Bright Purple Cummerbund. And it's a cover band of that song, but played by bagpipes.
Okay.
Just like, Bright Purple Cummerbund, you're on the way to the prom, but I got a bright purple cummerbund down. But instead of singing, they're trying to make the vocals go as if they are through the bagpipes. So it's like...
That sounds absolutely terrible.
That's what I got. That's what I got.
No, not the name, just like the sound of the music.
Like, oh, God, yes.
It'd be hard to listen to. Kendrick.
Kendrick.
All right, so Tartan Cumberland, it is a band from Scotland. They struggled with their history and their terminology, where they were thinking they were talking about Cumberland, who destroyed a lot of Scottish history and culture, and the tartan that he, you know, was associated with, and or rather that he intended to destroy. And so it's a very confusing historical band that has a lot of their details wrong. So they're sort of punk in the sense that they're refusing to accept that their interpretation of history is wrong, but they're also, their interpretation of history is really wrong. So it's like a historic punk band, but they are very mixed up on the details.
Oh, cool. That sounds really interesting, actually. Okay. I'd listen to that just to learn.
This is all factually wrong, but damn, it's got a nice beat.
And it, like, confuses people, though, because they don't know it's wrong, necessarily, and they, like, find it on Spotify on, like, a, you know, this is suggested for you list, and they're like, oh, my God.
Kabingo.
Like, these people are just singing about history. I gotta show people. And that's the punk part of it, is, like, they're trolling you, right?
They might be trolling you. They might not know. Who knows?
We don't. All right. The next name on the list is called Burrito Satchel. Oh, gotta love it. The dead
end. I mean, Burrito Satchel makes me think of, you know, like a shoulder sling, you know, like a messenger bag, just full of burritos, you know? So,
that's kind of where I went to.
I'm gonna lead with this to buy everyone else time, and that's gonna be that it's a singer-songwriter who's trying to strike out on his own, but he's a historic reenactor from a 19th century Western America sort of cowboy kind of vibe, and his whole thing is that he's actually a brilliant master chef, but he's also a cowboy. Well, which is to say, any old random, you know, ranger dude in the area, and he's got a satchel just full of burritos, and he made them all real well and tied them up tight, and he's just there to sling burritos to anybody he meets, if they're starving or hungry, or whether they're white or Native American, he's just there to provide the sustenance and deliciousness that he can. The part where there's a band was completely lost on him, and he's still trying to figure out what that part means.
Maybe it's that his band is what is holding up his satchel. Maybe it goes that deep.
Well, I have a quick one to follow that.
Do
so it. So other people can go. It's just auto-tuned food reviews that of places that only serve burritos.
I dig it.
And the YouTube channel is just called Burrito Satchel, and it's just like an auto-tune, guy auto-tuning himself while he...
That's way better than my dumbass shit, Kyle.
We got the flavor.
That barbacoa. Kevin, what do you got?
I'm gonna fall back to one of our traditional styles, which
tradition.
Is ska. It's a ska band. Okay.
We actually haven't had a ska band for a while.
It's been a hot minute.
We've all been actively avoiding it.
So, but they all, I mean, the whole band, like trumpet players and everyone, wears a satchel of burritos. So, they do kind of Hispanic ska. Let's say that's a thing.
Yeah, but, definitely is a thing. That's real.
They
100% a thing.
So it's like Hispanic ska, but they do have a satchel full of burritos during the. During the concerts, and they actually just throw burritos at people during the concerts.
It's dangerous and delicious.
Yeah, and you pick them up and you eat them. They're like delicious burritos, but if you can catch it, you have a meal in your hand, and the whole band has them. They just chuck them.
I mean, honestly, that's just same sell for just a burrito, so I like it. I mean the band.
I want to go to this band. When are they playing next live, please?
And they're real, real tightly wound burritos, like they're grilled. So they're
kind
of nice. They're in there.
Floppy burrito thing again.
They don't explode.
Yeah,
in your
we
face.
Can't do
you
that.
Can
we can't afford to have that. That'll tear us apart again.
You can
tear me apart, Lisa.
People wear like a baseball glove to catch said burrito in their hand.
Oh, yeah. You don't go to that concert without your baseball glove, man. Is this your first fucking day?
That's redonkadonk.
I've never gone to a concert with a baseball glove, but it's Joe's turn.
You've never been to a band like this.
A burrito satchel concert.
Burrito satchel. Then I just accidentally kicked the table with the mic. I don't.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Burrito satchel is a Spanish speaking class, and they started to put together GarageBand, and they all have like Spanish one. Like they're in Spanish one, they're still taking it, so their concept of what Spanish is super low quality, and they just try to throw Spanish words into all of their music to make it more to make it, as they call it, authentic. And they're just a high school like thrash band. Burrito Satchel. Donde esta? We are Burrito Satchel.
Sweet.
Soy pequeño.
I've heard them. I've already heard them before.
Yeah, it sounds real.
Como se llama?
All right. Our next one is called Candy Shakedown. I got one for this if people need time.
Launch into it, brother.
All right. So Candy Shakedown is a band similar to like Guar. But not like that metal, right? It's a gangster rap group that all dress up like the characters from Candyland, and they sing about like the thug life and like what it's like to be like in Candyland and how like the trials and tribulations of like the king are all fucked up and like just the messed up like socioeconomic issues of Candyland. But it's all gangster rap, and they're dressed up as the Candyland people.
Well, that's a tough one to follow.
I'm sorry. Should I go last then?
No, that happened.
That was a good one. Okay. Hit me with the name again. Candy Shakedown. Okay. All right. I got one. Candy Shakedown is the 90s hip hop group. Back when they were like starting to really get into that really lo-fi hip hop style. Kind of like the first
Tribe Called Quest and stuff.
Yeah. I think so. I just think of like the
That's early 90s, but yeah.
Yeah, I could be getting the style wrong for sure. But yeah. But Candy Shakedown, that's so they're that really kind of like MC Hammer style dress, and there's like four or five of them, and they work really hard on the dance routines cuz the music actually sucks. And they're just like,
hey,
we are the Candy Shakedown, and we're here to give you a time. And that's actually part of the song. They'll lose track of like the verse, and they'll just replace it with a bunch of do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, there we go. I dig it.
I have something. All right.
I have a thing.
Okay, I'm thinking literally the polar opposite of Kyle's. It's like an actual like.
So it's like a cold one.
Yeah, no, it's like a Detroit rap underground rap band, or rap group, and Candy is for drugs, so they're not singing about the trials and tribulations of Candyland. It's like the inner city, like hardcore.
Just how shitty
rapper.
Detroit is.
Yeah, and Candy and Shakedown mean exactly what you think they would mean.
Dark.
Yeah.
Dig it.
It's dark.
All right. I'm going to have to bring it home in a way that I'm not proud of.
Uh-oh.
This is a band who exists to represent people who are diabetic, but also suffer from Parkinson's.
Oh, that
what?
Is
And
fuck? They decided to try to make it like ironic and cool, but instead, everybody's just really fucking self-conscious and awkward about the whole thing. And so, Candy Shakedown is supposed to be like hip and fun, but everybody's like, "This is awkward. I don't
it's
like
just,
this."
It's just
like
sad.
Like a 90s kids like show where they're trying to like bring out
yeah,
an issue.
Yeah, and so it's all like nobody wants hey to everybody, we're part of Candy Shakedown. Oh, and it's like the one guy who's like elite and struggles with his speech looks kind of askance at the camera when they add the awkward stutter, and it's just really fucking insensitive, and it's a reminder that the 90s were simpler times.
Right.
Yeah.
I just get the feeling that in the background there's only one instrument, and it's a dude on a xylophone way in the back.
Too far away to make an impact.
Doesn't matter what he does, but he's doing it.
All right, our final one, I think, for today is going to be Fantastic Elastic.
Fantastic Elastic.
You,
yeah, sometimes I mix it up.
Yeah, you pull that in there.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. All right, so Fantastic Elastic is a band that is based around, like, stretchy characters from pop culture, right? So, like, Mr. Fantastic, Stretch Armstrong, you know,
Gumby.
Plastic Man, stuff like that, right? And all of the, like, that was, like, their initial fan, that was, like, their initial, like, CD was, like, cover, or, like, so, not covers, but different songs telling the epics of these, like, stretchy characters, right? Focusing on them, kind of like Captain Hampton and the Midget Pirates type of thing from the Aquabats. Like, it's a song about a person's, like, adventure. But they realized very shortly after that there's not a lot of those characters at all, and that it was very stupid to do this. And then they only have one EP that's got 6 songs on it, and so it's like a really rare CD. And Fantastic Elastic only performed once, and it was a Battle of the Bands in 1986.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
What a specificity.
I dig it. I dig it. All right. So Fantastic Elastic is the is actually the band that plays all the music for Calvin Klein commercials. They do all of the cover music and like all the background music for those commercials specifically. They got a part-time deal with Hanes, but they're primarily primarily logged in to a contract with Calvin Klein.
It's like a conflict of interest, right? Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Go too much into one other one. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just waiting for the non-complete clause to come up.
I could imagine them dressing like the Chippendales dudes.
Yeah, nice.
Kevin, Kendrick?
Oh, I do. I do have one. I thought I'd go last since I've gone.
No, go, Kevin. I think I want to crash the thing into Mountain Top, so go
all
ahead.
All right. So here's what I'm thinking. Have you guys ever been to a Jump City?
I've heard of it.
Yes.
It's like a trampoline park, basically. They are a band that plays at children's birthdays, but they exclusively play at jump cities or trampoline parks.
Gotcha.
So they jump around with like wireless everything, keyboards, guitars, bass,
oh
everything. God.
Oh, wait. And they play while they're jumping.
While they're jumping. Yeah, they're playing.
Oh my God.
So
I like it.
So they play, but they don't exclusively play children's music. That's one thing they play, but they could literally play everything, like Motley Crue, like whatever you want them to play, they can play. Depends on the situation.
It's kind of like the Chuck E. Cheese request band, but it's at a way cooler place.
That's yeah. And way really, more hardcore.
I'm trying to picture like a drummer just like soaring through the air. A snare just crashes into him. He just smashes into the ground, but keeps bouncing. And he's just fucking whipping his drumsticks everywhere.
The drummer's in one of those giant hamster balls.
Yeah, the drummer's
Mastic style.
He's very skilled.
They call him the Decimator because he takes kids out like
that's so, amazing.
That's Fantastic Elastic.
All right, Kendrick, take us home. Crash us into those mountains of madness.
Fantastic Elastic is a band that is a BDSM-inspired, excessively violent sort of, what would you call it, industrial rock sort of band that took their inspiration exclusively because of the the scanning of bananas and pajamas, and so somehow they extended that to be their own name. I don't quite know how that worked. So they are the most aggressive metal version of bananas and pajamas, born into BDSM style.
Oh my god!
My aesthetic. God. The mountain range is getting closer fast.
That's what I got. What do you own for me?
That's fantastic.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
Well, like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not sorry. We're just excited that you listened. So, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And thank you guys for being here with us.
Bye.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.
Bye.